Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs.
Oh, boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at California on My Mind about the vaccine and how to move the people who are not now vaccinated to want to vaccinate or to overcome their resistance to the vaccine. That is a puzzle facing all of the governors of America. But Governor Newsom is always in the news because of the recall pending and because California is reopening. It's exciting. But without the vaccine everywhere, there are a lot of free riders. So what is to be done? Bill, a very good evening to you. Governor Newsom has a better idea, and it's Ohio. What is his better idea? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So Governor Newsom's idea, we're piggybacking off of Ohio. We're also piggybacking off of the great states of New York and New Jersey and others, which have created incentive systems to try to get people to get their doses. In California, John, I think the last count I saw, 51% of Californians are fully vaccinated. About 70% have received at least one dose. But the question is how to get more people in. At a certain point, you get away from people who want to get a vaccine. You have to bring in the stragglers, people reluctant. So you start offering incentives. And it's fascinating to see how the states go about doing this because it reflects different state characters. West Virginia, for example, John, just the other day announced that if you get a vaccine, you'll enter a lottery to get free guns and ammo, for example. So how's that for a fight?
That's absolutely perfect for the mountain state. That's wonderful. In other words, what we have is incentives that describe tourist documents. I mean, this come to us and we'll get free ammo. And now if you went to Texas, I suppose you'd get a free horse. So what do you get in California?
So interesting you ask about what you get in California. So what the governor has done is he has set up a system of the following prizes if you enter the Great California Giveaway. 30 people will be eligible to win $50,000 each on Friday drawing. So that's $1.5 up for grabs. 30 people, $50,000 each, John. 10 Californians will be awarded $1.5 million apiece. So there's another $15 million spent. But the great majority of this, John, 100 of the 100 million of the 116.5 million the governor has set aside in total winnings goes to potentially 2 million Californians, John, who each would receive a $50 prepaid grocery gift card. Let me repeat that, a $50 card each to 2 million Californians. That's $100 million spent. So the question becomes, John, why did the governor set up the system in this way?
Yes, it is a puzzle, but let me count up here. 2 million plus 10 plus all Californians Friday cash, 30. So altogether, we're looking at 2 million and 40 people. Fine. Okay. Now back to you, Bill. Why did he do it this way and not just keep it to those 40 or those 30 or those? That's how sweepstakes work. Just there's one or two winners.
Yes, John, I'll take the high road first and I'll take you to a dark place after that. The high road is that Governor Newsom, a guy who I don't think has spent a day in fast food recently, he basically set up the equivalent of the Monopoly, McDonald's Monopoly game. You go to McDonald's, John, and they will have a Monopoly game and they'll have $1 million prize staring in the face. You think, oh boy, I can win $1 million at McDonald's. More likely though, John, you're going to win a free order of fries or a free Big Mac because that's where the bulk of the stuff is. The governor has done the same thing here. It's an incentive system, which really the massive part of the prizes will be smaller prizes, $50 in California. And we can kind of talk about how $50 will get you very far in this inflationary land. So that's the positive side by offering these big prizes, but a lot of smaller prizes, potentially a lot of buy-in. But the dark side, John, tells me this. The governor has a recall coming up, a recall election in perhaps late August, early September. So that's coming in fast, 10, 12 weeks from now. And if he is awarding prizes to up to 2 million Californians, John, obviously not all those people are going to vote in a special election, but let's say a sliver of them vote, John. That means he is still giving money directly to tens of thousands of voters on the eve of the election. So I'm not saying he's bribing people into voting for him, but it's just kind of a very clever way, I think, to use the vaccine money to help prop his political standing.
There's a twist in this fairy tale, and the twist you introduced, Bill, is the challenge of tech working properly in California, because I could see a lot of those 2 million people annoyed that their cards aren't working. So What is California's reputation under Governor Newsom for making its technology work during the pandemic?
It's anywhere from bad to terrible, John. The California's unemployment division, the Employment Development Department, as it's called, has just been a disaster. As of last week, it had a backlog of unemployment claims past 21 days pending. That had doubled from about 100,000 to about 225,000 claims. So that's 225,000 Californians sitting out there without unemployment checks because the state of California can't process them. The state has a website called My Turn, in which you're supposed to go to and get appointments. The system oftentimes crashes. You have to get on it constantly and refresh. The information is not up to date. The governor's system is that we'll give you, for example, a 1-833 number to dial into. Well, maybe that line's going to work or not, or you can actually type into the government and see what's going on with your card. But again, given the state's kind of shoddy IT, you just kind of wonder if this could blow up in his face in terms of people not being able to collect their prizes.
And the governor, I've been given to understand from the articles, because you're there, Bill, and I'm just reading about California, that the governor's got this recall vote beaten, that he's got great amount of money supporting him, lots of voices coming out, celebrity voices. Is that not accurate, Bill? How big does he need to win?
Well, he just needs to win by one vote, if you want to be cynical about it, just to stay in office, and he'll have a reelection in 2022. And I would assume if he survives the recall, he'll probably roll to reelection the following year. But the key to this conversation, John, is always the words at this point, at this time. So we're talking about something, again, which will occur in late August or September. Democrats, by the way, are trying to speed this up as soon as they can because they see the governor with good poll numbers. They see the COVID numbers going well. All these headlines in California, John, of spending money, be it a budget surplus or now giving away in the vaccine lottery. It just makes for good politics and puts the governor on a positive path. But, you know, things can go wrong in California in a hurry. And if you're going to have a special election in August, John, you're playing with fire, literally in this regard, because it's fire season right now in California. And that puts the governor in a very tough spot because what accompanies fires in California, John, is blackouts. If an electricity provider thinks that an area is going to possibly go up in flames, they'll cut off the electricity. People are now sitting in the dark, and they want to blame somebody for that. And the governor can talk about climate change if he wants to, and he can try to blame utilities, and he can try to blame the ghost of Donald Trump, if you will. But it falls upon the governor. And so that's probably the main risk here of doing this in August. That would coincide with a very bad fire. The other thing which I point as well is August 15th is when schools in California start to reopen. And I think reopening in California, John, is going to be a mess in this regard. We think of reopened schools in California. You know, the businesses are reopening on June 15th, but the schools in August for the new school year, John. You think of reopened schools as going back to the old school system of education 5 days a week from morning till afternoon. Not all schools are going to go along with this. People have discovered this the hard way in California with so-called reopened schools right now, where reopen means that actually kids go to school one day a week, or they have a lottery, or some kids go in, some kids stay home. I think if the education establishment in California, which is the teachers unions, but also the Democrats in Sacramento who back them up, if they let some bastardized version of reopening occur this fall, that'll probably backfire again on the governor because this happens under his watch. So maybe that's an argument for kind of, again, advancing the recall as quick as you can. You get it out ahead of the potentially tricky school reopening.
One more detail, Bill. 30 seconds. What about the drought? Does the governor have any responsibility for that? It's upon him.
Well, what he has done is he's very cleverly pushed it upon local water jurisdictions to decide what to do. But again, it's on his watch, and it's just not a positive message if he can, especially because his message is going to have to be going on television until people stop to use. And again, that puts people in a foul mood. You know, California is very much a car culture, John, but it's also a water culture, be it watering your lawns, keeping your pools full and things like that. So it's just, it's hard times. This governor doesn't want California to be thinking about.
Governor Newsom, with a Vax to Win program that may very well be connected to his concern about the recall vote soon enough. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.